These leviathans are making a journey to nesting sites they've used for generations. And developing inside them are hundreds of eggs. They're the future of a species that will be around for 50 million years, more than 75 times longer than humans have been on Earth. Yet each egg is no larger than a cantaloupe melon.
I think it's a very beautiful idea that you have this little egg that's surprisingly small, and out of it comes a baby sauroposeidon that's about the size of a rabbit, and in two or three decades, it's going to be a 50-ton adult.
But why does this huge animal have such small eggs? Sauroposeidon eggs, like all eggs, are honeycombed, with tiny pores to let oxygen in and carbon dioxide out. Bigger eggs need more air holes, but if they get too big, the shell collapses. That's why, even today, no bird lays a larger egg than an ostrich, which weighs just over a kilogram. Each female lays about 500 eggs a season. The moment an egg hatches marks the beginning of a race for survival, a race that virtually all of them will lose.
Being a hatchling, you don't have horns, you don't have plates, you don't have any kind of armor on the body. Practically anything could gobble it up.
Thousands of defenseless hatchlings are let loose into a world of fierce predators. It's a brutal way to raise a family.
Sauropods were just trying to flood the environment with babies, just in the hopes that a few survive.